And so the thing goes in the other thing to produce the stuff. Got it. Yeah, I'm bored. So what? It's not your fault. This subject is just boring. Although, you managed to keep my attention on it for longer than any teacher ever could, so hooray for you, I guess. You might be my teacher right now, but remember your place. After all, you are my own personal little sex toy, aren't you? You lost our little game in class after all, and I'm oh so happy that you did. My own cock to use and play with at will. I just love it. Wait, did you just get hard? In the library? How much of a pervert you are. So, since you seem ready to go, how about we play another game? It might be a bit of a harder one this time, though. If you win, I promise to be studious and attentive and serious when you teach me until the end of semester. I can't make you not my sex toy since you lost that game, but I'm sure you don't mind that, pervert. And so, when I win the game, let's see, I'll keep you on edge for a whole week. I'm so gonna enjoy watching you suffer while you try to keep your horniness on check and struggle to stop your perverted mind from having perverted thoughts. Oh, and of course, you don't have the choice to not play the game. As my sex toy, it's your duty to play whatever dirty game I wish to play. So, shut up, keep your hands to yourself, and listen carefully. I don't think I've told you this yet, but you're quite an amazing sex toy. You quickly learned how to pleasure me, and you are even able to come. I won't use it today. That would be cheating. Still, isn't it quite exciting that at any moment I could simply order you to come and you would? You would lose the game just because I decided to make you lose. I could order you to come anytime during the day, actually. Imagine this. We're in class, doing a test, and I suddenly I know you're gonna be hard like any good sex toy should be. And then I tell you to come, and I feast on the sight of you coming in your pants while passing a test. Or you could be at the board giving a talk about whatever subject, and I'd order you to come in front of the whole class while everybody's wondering what's happening to you. We could be playing sports, being in different teams, and I tell you to come just so I could beat you. Or we would be meeting your parents. I'd introduce myself as your lovely girlfriend, and I would whisper into your ear to come multiple times during dinner while you try to hide it from them. And you know what? You would enjoy every single one of those orgasms. You know you would, you pervert. Is it already that hard to resist? Come on, we're only getting started. Here, put your hand on my thigh. It's alright, we're in the back of the library. Nobody can see us. Put your hand on my thigh and start caressing it. Don't go under the skirt just yet. Simply enjoy the feeling my smooth skin under your fingers. Don't you love this feeling? Yes, you do. You love it even more when we're naked and you get to feel my whole body rubbing all over yours. My silky skin over yours, my hard neck. and marking it as mine. But your favorite, the feeling you love the most, has got to be that of my pussy. My wet, warm, tight pussy around your fingers, in your mouth, rubbing over your cock, fucking you. You've never had a pussy quite like that before, have you? And to be quite honest, you never will. My pussy was made for sex, made to make men go wild with pleasure and desire until they belong to me. Its juices are sweeter than any fruit, made to be drank, making my pussy your favorite thing to eat. Now, get your hand higher, let it slow. Do you feel how wet it is? It got like that when I noticed you being hard. Rub your fingers a little bit against it. Make them wet with my juices. Oh yes, like that. Now take your hand off of my thigh and suck on your wet fingers. Yes, just like that. Such a good boy. I love when you do what you're told. Suck them good and hard for me, then put them back on the table where I can see them. What? Were you hoping I'd let you touch my pussy again? Don't dream, boy. I just wanted to give you a quick feel to remind you how soft and wet it is. Now it's time for my fingers to find their rightful place down there. Watch them disappear up my thigh, under my skirt, like last time in class. I know I fucked you during last break, but I'm already horny again. You know, I really love this little game of ours. I talk dirty. And you sit there, listening, unable and forbidden to touch yourself, doing your very best not to come. And yet you fail miserably, like the pervert you are. Oh, I'll get to use you even more.
There you are. I've been looking for you everywhere. I never thought I'd find you in the library.
Well, 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 look who's here. I sent you a message, didn't you see it?
You did? I didn't notice it. But I found you, so it doesn't matter anymore. Wait, what are you doing? Are you...
masturbating? Absolutely. Now sit on the other side of him and I'll explain what's going on.
Yes, mistress.
See, boy, that's a good toy. She does what I ask, and she doesn't complain. Unlike a certain pervert who forces me to play dirty games with him to show him who's the boss.
Are you playing the same game you told me about, mistress? The one you played with him in class?
Yes, the exact same game. So be a dear baby girl and help me tease him by whispering. That's not cheating, boy. I never said I'd be doing it alone. Besides, nothing is stopping you from standing up and leaving. Well, except maybe that bulge in your pants.
Wow, that shows a big bulge you've got there. May I touch it? I've never touched a man there before.
No, baby girl, you can't. He is forbidden from touching his cock, and so are we. But you can look at it and comment on it at your leisure.
Okay, mistress. Actually, I can't take my eyes off of it. It's amazing how men can hide something so big in their pants. And I can even see it moving.
He has been twitching for a while now. That's because he's desperate for a touch, for someone to take his dick out and stroke it until orgasm. The more aroused the man is, the more his cock twitches. And as you can see, our boy here is quite horny. And he's about to get even hornier. Say, baby girl, did you know that he used to fantasize about you in class?
He did? My God, what a pervert. So, boy, you like me? Is it my face that got you attracted to me? Or my perky breasts? They're not as big as mistresses, but they get me a fair share of compliments. Maybe it's my hips. Mistress loves to tell me that they are made for fucking. That any man would love to grab them while taking me hard. Perhaps it was my cute little ass. I'm working on it to make it bigger and more spankable for mistress. She loves to spank me, and I love the feeling of her spanking me while she calls me dirty names. You see, in public I always try my best to look all innocent, but the truth is, mistress turned me into a submissive slut. And I love it. I love when mistress uses me for her pleasure. Because I don't think anyone can ever make me come as hard as she does. And I don't mind sharing her with you at all. What makes mistress happy makes me wet. But you'll never get to touch me. I belong to mistress alone. And so do you.
I didn't know you had such a filthy mouth. And my good boy seems to have loved it. Oh, I loved it too. I loved it so much, she got me on the edge of orgasm just from talking. The same as you, considering how much twitching is happening down there. But surely you won't be coming yet. You can resist the two of us teasing you in the middle of the library and not explode in your pants, can't you? And you can resist me coming hard right next to you.
Fuck, mistress. It was so hard. It got me real wet. May I touch myself too? Pretty please.
No, baby girl. You can't touch yourself. Help me tease him and make him come by himself, and I'll take good care of you afterwards.
Okay, mistress. As you wish. But what more can we do to him then? His bulge is stretching a lot. But he still hasn't come.
We have time before he comes. Let's not rush things. Besides, my good boy loves being teased. Don't you, boy? Say, baby girl, did you know Mr. Straight A's here loves to fantasize about girls?
Really? It's not just you and me?
Pretty much every girl he sets his eyes on, I believe. Such a pervert you are, my good boy, talking about other girls. What do you think of the librarian? A fiery redhead with an amazing fit body. I bet you've dreamt about fucking her here quite a few times.
But she's married. But I guess you don't care about that, do you, pervert?
Oh, he doesn't care about it at all. The same way she doesn't care about the ring on her finger. Did you know that she's a massive cheater? I don't think her husband knows. They wouldn't be together anymore if he did. You see, whenever a boy makes a little too much noise in the library, she calls them in her office to discipline them. You should see the look on their faces when they get out. Pure satisfied bliss. I have no idea what she does to him in there, but it must be something. She's probably not a screamer though, since it's always so quiet despite her bringing a boy in. Perhaps she puts her panties in her mouth to muffle her screams of pleasure. I'm sure you'd love to see her do that. Probably comes nonstop from the feeling of cheating with younger boys in her place of work. Or maybe she drops on her knees for the most fantastic blowjob any man ever had. I know you would love that even more. You standing there while the hot librarian is sucking your dick like she's possessed. I'm sure she would stuff her panties in your mouth to keep you quiet while she devours your dick. And the best thing is, she probably swallows. Wouldn't want to give any hints on her cheating to the husband after all. Oh, the face you'd make leaving her office. I'm just getting turned on thinking about it.
Wow, you must really want that to happen. Your cock is stretching like crazy in your pants. Are you about to come? I want to see you do it. I want to see your face when you have an orgasm but try to hide it.
Shh, don't rush him, baby girl. We still have plenty of time before he comes. Besides, I'm sure you want to resist, don't you? You want to be a good boy and hold on for as long as you can. Because we both know that you're gonna lose. We can stay in here for not stop until you can't take it anymore and come.
Mistress, someone's coming our way.
Really? Who is it? Oh, nice. If it isn't little Miss Perfect, the school sweetheart. You know she's still a virgin, right? In fact, she wears a purity ring and she intends to keep her virginity until it's commendable, but it's such a waste. She has an amazing face, don't you think? Don't you ever wonder what it would be like when she's getting fucked senseless by a man who wants to teach her about the pleasures of sex? You would love to be this man, right? To be the one to take her virginity and make her a woman. Wanting to be. You would take her with you one fateful night and fuck her brains out until she can't take it anymore and passes out, only to go at it again and when she wakes up. You would probably do everything you can to turn her from the most innocent girl into the sluttiest woman. I do wonder though, what does she look like under those clothes? Don't you? She always dresses so modestly, yet she must have a banging body underneath.
Actually, I've seen her naked multiple times. We go to the same gym, and sometimes we just chit-chat in the dressing room. And she does have an incredible body. Perfect curves all around. Small tits, but her ass is out of this world. That's probably why she never wears jeans. Men would go crazy seeing that ass around. I think everybody would be watching her as she passes by, admiring that fine piece of ass. I think she has the best one in school. You'd love it, boy. And so would Mistress. Mistress was right. You are a huge pervert. I mean, I am one too, but at least I wasn't like that until Mistress took me. I never thought about boys the way you think about girls. What's next, huh? Mistress? Miss Bimble over there. It's quite a surprise seeing her in the library, actually. She's probably looking for some nerdy dick to have. Who knows? Maybe she'll choose you. Maybe she will come over here and ask you to help her with some bullshit homework she never intends to do anyway. And then, when you're finally all alone, she's gonna be all over you. You will quickly forget about anything related to school. And let your cock do all the thinking for you. It's true that most of her body isn't natural anymore, but you probably wouldn't care as she's riding you like a wild animal into orgasm after orgasm. She'd have you use her until she's satisfied, then let you go only to look for another man 5 minutes later. Why don't we call her over here? See if that's really what happens.
Let's not push him too much. He's already on the verge of orgasm. He would explode the moment this slut touched his dick. Wouldn't you, pervert? You'd probably come the moment anyone touched your dick, really. Your pants must have become so tight, compressing your cock, not allowing it to freely twitch. Don't you want to fix that? You could come, make it go away with pleasure. Or you could let us help you with that. What do you think? Do you want to come, or do you want us to help?
Of course you would ask for our help. But mistress, how are we going to do that?
It's very easy. First, I want you to be a good boy and spread your legs more. Yes, like that. Now, baby girl, I want you to go under the desk between his legs. Don't worry, nobody will see you.
Okay.
Do you see his bulge? How does it look from under there? Remember, you can't touch him.
Yes, mistress, but it's so tempting. This bulge looks even bigger from here, and it looks like something has stained his pants.
Good, good. Now, my good boy, I want you to do one last thing. I want you to take your dick out. I want you to take it out in the library and show it to my baby girl. Come on. Surely this is not much to ask to a pervert like you. That's right, you're going to unzip your pants and let your cock breathe. Good boy. You may touch it to take it out, that's understandable, but no more than necessary. Let it free, boy, let it free.
Oh my god. This is what a dick really looks like. It's amazing. It's so big, it looks so hard. Just from the look of it, I can understand why some girls are addicted to them. Mistress, may I touch it? I want to touch it. It's glistening, it looks so hard. Please, mistress, let me touch it.
No, 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 baby girl. Touching it would go against the rules of the game. And besides, I don't want you touching anybody other than me. Just know that some are bigger, some are smaller, but few are as hard as he is right now. So, tell us what you think, what you feel, seeing your first real cock. Let him know what this does to you.
I want to touch it so fucking bad. I want to pull my hands all around it. Just stroke it. I want to caress it with my fingers. I want to play with it for hours and hours. Something so hard must feel incredible when I take it in my hands. And then I want to put it in my mouth. I want to taste that liquid that's running down the shaft right now. Then I want to put your whole cock in my mouth to suck until you come down my throat. So I'm left with no choice but to swallow and taste your semen. But I wouldn't stop at that. I would keep stroking you and sucking you until you come again. Except this time, I would want your load all over my face. I want to see what your dick is like when you come. The face you make when you have an orgasm. Hear the sounds of you grunting and coming for me. Fuck, just seeing your wretched dick throbbing and twitching in the air like that is making me so wet. I want to touch myself and come while looking at your cock. I want to fuck myself so bad. If Mistress allowed it, I'd let you fuck me right here and now until we both come thanking Mistress to be her toys.
Well, baby girl, as tempting as it sounds, you know it's not going to happen. Actually, before you can't take it and start playing with this cock for real, why don't you come here and eat me out? After hearing this filthy mouth of yours, I need to come again.
Yes, Mistress.
Fuck, baby girl. Your tongue is a wonder. How do you like it, boy? You've probably never seen a girl going down another girl so closely before. Keep your dick where I can see it twitch and look down between my legs. Do you see her head disappearing under my skirt? So well, she became the best pussy eater I know, and she does it so happily. Fuck, she's gonna make me come so fast, that little slut of mine. Yes, baby girl, like that. Oh, good girl. Fuck. My nipples are so hard right now. Why don't you help me with them, boy? Put your hand on my tit and play with my nipple. I'll take care of the other one. Oh, if we were home, I'd probably have you sucking on my nipples while she devours my pussy until I orgasm. And then I'd have her sucking on my nipples while I ride your cock like there's no tomorrow. And come again, like I'm about to do. Fuck. Oh. Now get back up on your chair. I know just the kind of reward you deserve. And you, my good boy, look at you. I mean, look at your dick. It's pulsating so fucking much, it's like a living being. Pre-cum keep on running out. You're twitching uncontrollably. You're about to come, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. No need to answer that question. There's really no way for you to win this game. My sweet girl. As a reward for making me come so good from under the desk, I allow you to touch yourself here in the library. But you can't come until I tell you to, got it? And remember to be quiet. I know how much you love to scream.
So much. I do my best to stay quiet.
Good girl. I also want you to do another thing for me. I want you to whisper in his ear. Tell him to come. Beg him to let you see him have his orgasm. We're going to bring him over the edge.
It'll be my pleasure, mistress.
And as for you, boy, try not to come too fast.
Oh, I really want to see you come. I've never seen it before.
I'm going to masturbate too. Oh, how are you feeling?
Come.
Having two beautiful girls blunt themselves on either side of you, moaning in their ears, talking filthy to you. It makes me want to come. Having your cum shoot out of your dick in the library. You want to come. You need to come. You know you've already lost the game, so let yourself go and come for us. Rock those hips on your chair until it's too much. Moaning in your ears. Oh, there's no way you can resist the two of us coming in your ear. So come. Be a good boy and come for me. Come for us. Yes. Like that. I can see your cock pulsating like crazy. You're about to come. Oh, we're gonna come.
Please, keep doing it. Keep coming.
And you lost again, as I expected.
So, what happens now that he lost? Does he have to do something special?
Well, since he lost, I get to edge him for a whole week. That means I still get to use him however I want, but he is not
of games with you, mistress. I don't think I could take not coming for you for a week.
Come now, baby girl. Let's go back home. You've got another reward waiting for you.
Yes, mistress.
I'll leave the cleanup to you, boy, as well as my bag. There are tissues inside. You may use them if you need it. See you later, my good boy.